on it?
Same as last year.
Really?
Friendly Mutton Chops, I think it's called.
That's what you're going with for the final game? I didn't know you could revisit
No,
that.
I got a little surprise for the last game.
Has it been cleared?
Not exactly.
What, they don't know? Won't hurt them?
Well, I need a final okay on that.
Aaron, the way you guys have been playing in the preseason, how good is this team?
I think we'll get a good look at that when we play Chicago. I think we've had a good preseason. The offense has played well. We've done some good things. Moved the ball well. So I think when we play Chicago, it'll be a good test for us to see where we're really at. I mean, this preseason has been good.
And a lot of people bring up the S word as far as, I mean, I know it's preseason as far as Super Bowl. This team has what it takes. I mean, you've been around these guys. I mean, do you think that this team has the potential to make a long run in the regular season and in the playoffs?
Well, I like to take it one game at a time, as cliche as that sounds, but I think this is definitely the deepest team that I've seen in 5 years here. Whether or not that equates to wins and a deep playoff run, that's yet to be seen. But I think overall talent-wise, it's probably the deepest team, especially on the defensive side, that I've seen in 5 years.
We've got a lot of offensive guys talking about how difficult it was in practice today. It wasn't one of your better practices. Does that kind of help sharpen the focus a little bit since you're probably not going to play Thursday night?
Sharpen the focus now.
Not rest on performances in the first three preseason games and thinking you got it all figured out.
I'm just glad we don't have to play our defense in the preseason or regular season.
Is that the best defense you've seen so far? Your
own? Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've executed pretty well in the three games. I think the Arizona defense is probably the best we've seen in the preseason. That was the best game we played so far. So, but our defense is tough, man. They cause turnovers. They give you a hard time figuring out, you know, who's coming and from where and what side.
Tennessee's pretty good, even without Hayden Smith, though.
Yeah, no, they're real good. Vandenbosch, thankfully, had an injury last year when we played them. But they're a talented group on defense, a veteran group. And, Finnegan is a great player, and Griffin's gotten better, and Harper's been a guy who's done some good things for him the last few years. And I think Hope went to the Pro Bowl last year. The linebacking crew in the front four are solid. So, I mean, they've been a top five defense the last, really, I guess, ever since Fisher's been there. So it's been a while. I hope so. That's all I can say.
You've been saying how you've barely been getting touched. Yeah, the offensive line doing such a great job. When you look at it on the film, do you say, well, it was closer than I thought, or does it bear out everything that you've been feeling right after a game?
Well, I think they've been doing a great job. I really do. I think the protection's been good. The declaration's been good. The communication has been good. I think my movement in the pocket helps out at times. As does a running back, chipping a guy off who might become a free. That's not his guy. But I think all that combined, my movement, the running backs chipping and the lineman being pretty stout up front has led to me getting touched maybe two or three times this preseason. Got to keep that going.
Aaron, you like having Woodson and Harris on scout team?
No, I don't. I told him to take a break, take the day off.
Did you know your route there?
They cheat pretty bad. Yeah. I think they draw the routes on the card, so they just kind of run to a spot and make plays on the ball.
Were you watching
them that one?
What?
You're not giving them that one.
No.
Woodson's interception.
Were you watching Civil War stuff again, or were you just to get bored?
Yeah, just get bored, pretty much.
Yeah.
It was getting long. I wanted to kind of change it up a little bit. I'm trying to recruit some guys for Wednesday for a little facial hair. Fun time. So we'll see if it works out. Some guys are getting some cold feet so far. So I'm trying to get actually some of the older guys, too, involved in it. Al and Woodson, but Al said his chin hair took about 8 months to grow, so I think he's out.
Yeah, you're a little more swarthy than those guys.
Yeah, I'm
able to grow.
Not,
able to grow the beard.
Not quite as a guy like Dietrich Smith, though.
Ah.
That guy, I think his connects all the way down from his beard down.
You give him 3 days, he can go full different style.
I think so. That's a talent, some would say. But he might need to laser that back a little bit. Same with Barber.
Oh, well, yeah. Maybe pass the hat down.
It's a big week for a guy like Hackenberg. Can the coaches come to you at all and get your input on how the
No, I mean, really, that's really not any of my business. I mean, that's a personnel decision that, you know, if he's in there with me, I'll throw him the ball if he's open, you know. But I think he's going to be working with a lot with the twos, and he's had a great camp. He really has done some really good things for us, made some plays when he's got the opportunity. But the personnel decisions are really none of my business. I mean, I'm interested, you know, once we make the final 53, but that's for Ted and the guys upstairs who know more about that than I do.
Aaron, before you were the starter, you had some cool opportunities against Tennessee in this last game because they play their ones. Talk about how Flynn, if he's healthy, and Brahm have that opportunity.
Cool opportunities?
Well, you get to go.
I had some interesting conversations with, like, Haynesworth, asking him, hey, when are you coming out? We're trying to move the ball a little bit here. You know, they're so talented, and it's been Fisher's, you know, style to play those guys into the second half. I think this will be a little different one, though. They play on a Thursday after a week from Thursday. They played four preseason games already, so I would guess they would rest a little bit more. But regardless, if those guys are in there, it's going to be a tough task for when the number two is going, because Van den Bosch is a crazy animal. And they got a solid defense. They have, like I said, ever since Fisher's been there, and it's a real tough test. Now, my one shiny moment was my rookie year when I had a very terrible camp up until the last game, and we were able to score a touchdown on the opening drive of the second half against their ones as they slowly tried to take guys out and make it look like it wasn't against their ones. So that was kind of my one shiny moment against the Tennessee Titans defense.
One more question.
Thanks, Ed.
You watch Monday Night Football tonight? Scout a NFC North opponent?
I'm sure we'll see the film at some point for that defense, but I don't know if I'm going to have enough time. I have a very busy night. I think so, yeah. I think that's what they're called. A little thicker this year, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I started my growth a little bit earlier.
Good
thinking.
Do you have any big plans for this road trip?
I do. I'm trying to recruit some fellow members on a facial hair idea. So we'll see. I'm not looking at anybody in particular. One guy who's really getting cold feet is John Kuhn. He's not sure if he's going to be able to come through this week. Very disappointed.
Super Bowl facial hair plan?
Super Bowl facial hair plan?
Ready to go.
Which is what?
I'm asking you. Do you got it all planned and set? You're holding up on that one.
I'm going to shave at the end of preseason. Other than that, I don't know what you're talking about.
Any final football questions, please?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.